The UN is preparing to welcome world leaders at a time of heightened tension between some of its most powerful member states. Russia's invasion of Ukraine was denounced in March by 141 of 193 countries in the General Assembly. But there's growing concern about the conflict's fallout.
Ukraine has dominated diplomacy at the UN, especially in the Security Council in 2022. And I think a lot of diplomats from Africa and the Middle East worry that other important issues, such as the crisis in Mali and the humanitarian catastrophe of the famine in the Horn of Africa, are not getting enough attention.
The war has contributed to rising food prices and a growing hunger crisis. Each plate here represents 50,000 people, adding up to the 50 million the UN says are now on the brink of starvation.
Combination of COVID crisis with climate crisis, the invasion of Russia on Ukraine, the wars from Afghanistan to Tigray, they're all interlinked. Therefore, it's pretty much impossible to harvest and grow food and bring it to the market.
On the sidelines of this year's general debate, the United States is organizing a global food security summit in partnership with the European and African unions. They're hoping to raise $33 billion to keep the hunger crisis at bay and other countries on their side.
We know that as this horrible war rages across Ukraine, we cannot ignore the rest of the world. There are conflicts taking place elsewhere. There are issues that impact us all, which is why we are focusing on food insecurity.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres worries efforts to protect the planet from climate change are also taking a back seat.
20 countries are responsible for 80% of emissions. And they are also suffering the impact of record droughts, fires, and floods. But climate action seems to be flatlining. If one-third of G20 countries was underwater today, as it could be tomorrow, perhaps they would find it easier to agree on drastic cuts to emissions.
The writing is on the wall for all international visitors to see, a vivid reminder of just what is at stake. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, the United Nations.